Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our summary verses of the books of the Bible introduce us to the theme of each book of the Old and New Testament Scriptures, so that we might have a deeper appreciation and understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to the Burden Blessing Podcast. We are excited today to be starting a new series. For those of you who are able to tune into our last 40 Days of Hope series, we're doing one that's similar to that starting today. And we're looking at the 66 books of the Bible. We're planning on doing short summary verses of each of those books. And we're going to try to do that under 5 minutes. With me today is Pastor Nathaniel Mayhew. My name is Pastor Neil Radical. And we're going to do this also chronologically. Pastor Mayhew's put a lot of time into looking at the books of the Bible in a chronological way. And so we're going to be getting started with Genesis and working our way through it in a chronological fashion. Nathaniel, great to see you today. I'm excited for this. Any comments before you start with the first verse?
Just excited to get back into this again. We certainly enjoyed the 40 days, and I'm looking forward to 66 of these.
Yes. Well, why don't you go ahead with that first verse then, summarizing the book of Genesis.
So what we're trying to do with these verses is to find a verse that sort of encapsulates or summarizes the entire book, which can be a little bit of a challenge. But the one we're looking at today for the book of Genesis is found in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, and I'm reading from the New American Standard Bible. God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Now, the book of Genesis literally means beginning or beginnings. And the book of Genesis is full of beginnings. It's the beginning of mankind, the beginning of the world, the beginning of marriage, the beginning of sin, all of these different beginnings that we find throughout the book of Genesis. And it basically goes through and it points to God's plan of salvation for mankind, carrying that out. And so this first verse in Genesis chapter 1 is a fitting verse laying out the beginnings as the Lord reminds us of also how man was created at the very beginning, that he created mankind in the image of God. Now, Neil, you and I both know that when we're dealing with catechism class or adult instruction classes or things like that, many times one of the things that we come back to is the fact that what God reveals to us in Genesis chapters 1 and 2 is fact. God was there. God records what happened there. And so we have all of these alternate theories in our world today that present all kinds of other ways of how we human beings came into existence or the world came into existence. Well, God tells us very clearly here at the very beginning that when he created man, he created them male and female, and he created them according to his image. Now, that image would be lost as a result of the fall into sin, which we'd get into Genesis chapter 3. But the Apostle Paul later on would point out that through the work of the Holy Spirit, that image of God is renewed in the Christian through the process of sanctification. So as we begin our study of these 66 books, this lays a very important foundation, the foundation of the creation of the world by God. God created everything that is in existence. He created the estate of marriage. He created man and woman. He created mankind in his image. And that is why God then would send his son into the world in order to redeem mankind and to recreate that image of God that was given in the very beginning through the process of redemption and sanctification. So this sets up a really nice picture for us as we move forward into the rest of the books of the Bible. How about thoughts that you have on the book of Genesis?
Yeah, I love the way you set it up there, talking about God's greater plan, your greater plan of salvation. You have the fall and the sin, the institution of marriage, the beginning there. And then I like the way you pointed to that gospel, you know, that promise of the Savior. We have that problem, the fall and the sin, all the world's sinful. Now you have the promise of the Savior through the descendant of Adam and Eve in order to regain the image of God, which is obviously through Christ, like you pointed to, which we see also in Galatians when he talks about that seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You know, I love about Genesis in those 50 chapters, it ends with Joseph, as you see God keeping that promise of the Savior that will be born under the woman, under the law, to redeem those who are under the law, which is all of us, according to our sin. And you see that gospel promise revealed in Jesus Christ as we go to Bethlehem. And as we see all these individuals, we see ourselves. We see sinners. We see that we are children of Abraham by faith because he trusted in those promises of God. And we see them struggle with those day-to-day wrestlings. You know, Jacob literally wrestled with God. And we see our own wrestlings with our sinful nature and the new man that God has given to us in Christ that, you know, wrestles against our sinful nature. And ultimately, I love that it ends with Joseph forgiving his brothers who sold him into slavery, forgiving the ones who had totally mistreated him, and recognizing God's bigger plan. You meant these things for evil. God meant it for good, Joseph says to his brothers. And so we see this type of Christ. We did all these things evil to Jesus, but Jesus meant it for our good to demonstrate, as Romans says, his own love for us, and that while we were still sinners, while we were without the image of God, while we weren't even part of his family, Christ died for us to bring us into his family, to give us that adoption of sons. So this whole book of Genesis shows really how we got into the state that we're in this world, the sinful world full of struggles and problems that we face, but also shows God's promised Savior through a family of sinners to bring a Savior to all the world, not just that family, but to every single person. And so I love that you started with beginnings, because here we see the beginning of God's promise that really demonstrates his true love for us in our Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm looking forward to our next study, Nathaniel, as we look ahead to the 66 summary verses of the Bible. Would you like to close us in prayer?
Absolutely. Let's pray. Dear Lord God, we pray that you would bless our study of your word over the next 66 episodes. We ask that you would help us to understand that you are the creator of all things and that you do work your will into our lives and through our lives, that you use us just as you used the patriarchs of the Old Testament in order to bring about your plan of salvation into the lives of others, that you have redeemed us to be your very own, and that you have promised that you will come again and that you will restore us to that heavenly kingdom. All this we ask in our Savior's name. Amen.
We invite you to listen for new books each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. We pray that you will be assured that God's word is pure and is more precious than gold.